I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is Sunday. We have returned since the Friday transmission. It is already the 10th day of November 2013. And we're going to be live here, Lord willing, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, we are going to be having several guests on with us during the broadcast today. We're going to have Joel Skousen of the World Affairs Brief joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the pivot from the Middle East, supposedly militarily, to Asia and all the incredible war drums from China and the United States, military drills outside each other's nations, simultaneously Chinese drills of arriving during an economic or natural disaster in the Pacific Islands of Hawaii. That's going on right now. We've got serious geopolitical changes that are taking place across the world right now. And Joel Skousen, editor of the World Affairs Brief, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. And in the last 30 minutes, we have Dr. Laura Presley coming in. She's a local Austinite and has been an activist I've known for, I guess, about a decade or so. But she has successfully, along with Austinites in the show and others, gotten law in through the city council that you'd be able to opt out of the spy meters, the NSA scam devices that literally track every appliance in your house that are smart as well, and also gouges you with the prices on record and can control your thermostat and more. This is the real revolution against tyranny. I'm all for technology if it's neutral. The problem is all the technology is being globally standardized, all the major technological rollouts to spy on everyone and to control our lives and give the upper hand to dubious, corrupt corporations. And we know that Enron basically pioneered 15 years ago the development of these things that are proliferating worldwide. So whereas you have the civil rights movement so black folks could vote, and before that you have the suffrage movement and other things, you have the Second Amendment movement, the fight against King George, there's always a continuation of new battles. And really it's all of us being attacked by the surveillance grid. Speaking of that, up on drudgereport.com on the right-hand side is a article from storyleak.com. Las Vegas installs IntelliStreet's light fixtures capable of recording conversations. And even the local news was critical of them. We're going to play that clip and tie it into the voice recognition software that they've got hooked into these. And they don't want you to be aware of that. 2 years ago, they came out and bragged about it in promos and were given billions in Homeland Security funding to put these in towns all over the United States and worldwide. It's happening. England's really the capital of this. They shout orders at you. They spy on you. They face scan you. But the big thing is the audio is 360 and can go hundreds and hundreds of yards. And they have your voice print, folks. Your voice print's been captured, been chronicled, just like your face print via driver's license photos. And now all these companies, you go and take digital photos to get your smart card or your gym card. That is then sold into consortium databases. I blew the whistle on this 15 years ago, not because I'm a rocket scientist. They've had big consortium tech meetings in London, Chicago, New York, Tokyo, where you can read the text of what the major telecom heads and Sony heads and all of them, Microsoft heads, they admit all this. How they're going to track everything you do in real time. Your voice will be used to purchase. You've already got for 3 years Facebook kiosk up where you walk by and it goes, "Hey, Alex Jones. That's you. You're on Facebook. Your best buddy in high school was, and it just knows everything." That's how they make you log into Facebook now, is they get HUMET. They make you say, "Was this your friend in high school?" Even though you hadn't seen him in 20 years.
councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this 10th day of November 2013. This is the syndicated Sunday broadcast. We're also here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on over 160 AM and FM stations across the country. And, of course, you can find the free podcast, audio, and video feeds at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Today, we are going to first get into the abject total fraud, the Cloward and Piven program to further bankrupt this country and force people onto welfare so that they can be collectivized and socially engineered. And we're going to look at the conscious deception of Barack Obama in deceiving his minion supporters and the general public. And then we'll break down the rest of the story, what is going to be developing in the future under this system. Then the editor of World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen, of course, nephew of Cleon Skousen, wrote the seminal Naked Communist, how the ultra-elite fund communism at the grassroots to take control of the population while they themselves are offshore and exempt. He's going to give us big breaking analysis because he's been predicting this. It's now happening, just as he said, one of the most accurate geopolitical forecasters I know. He's going to be joining us to break down this pivot to Asia and the move towards war with communist China. So that is all coming up, you know, about the Chinese communists targeting U.S. cities with nukes and threatening to attack us and firing missiles off our coast as tests. A lot of really serious things going on. He's going to be joining us. And then some news of national import, but it comes to you from right here in deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, where we're broadcasting to you from, and folks are listening to us on stations like 590 AM, KLBJ. Laura Presley, who's fought to get fluoride out of the water, she's a doctor, Dr. Laura Presley, will be joining us. She's helped spearhead with other Austinites and yours truly and our listeners, being the first city in Texas, one of the first nationwide, to have a opt-out of the spy meters, the scam meters, the NSA surveillance meters, the Imperial probe droids that they attach on the side of your house to spy on you. She's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes in studio of the two-hour Sunday transmission today. And again, the news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and then we have the nightly news site, InfowarsNews.com. PrisonPlanet.tv will also take you there as well. Now, we've got a lot of other news, obviously, we need to get into. Big news on not just smart meters, literally tying into all the other, quote, smart appliances by design and spying on you and controlling your thermostat as Enron designed it to do back in their old scam days. Yeah, Enron's been destroyed and their leader has died before going to jail, like Bernie Madoff. Is basically in jail. But the frauds they developed, the carbon taxes, the smart meters, the scam meters are still with us. But we're going to get in the next segment into a local Las Vegas news story that's on local TV, Las Vegas installs IntelliStreet's light fixtures under Homeland Security grants that listen to you. Now, why this is important, folks, is when they started putting cameras under federal grants 20 years ago, they said, oh, it's only for traffic. Now they admit, no, we're spying on everything you do, and we want to make it the law that all private cameras have to be hooked into our grid to spy on you. And most new cameras, like computers, have built-in microphones. That's the big Homeland Security push. When you hear your police chief pushing that, they're literally just federal DHS operatives. This is not about security, it's about control. But with the voice print analysis systems that are very inexpensive and are hooked into these hubs, they know who you are from your voice, and it's all being recorded, and they call them gunshot detectors. Austin had them put in 98. Most other big cities have them in now as well, and they have them in parks, you name it, listening to you, recording it, and they have your voice print analysis. So there's the rest of the story. I'm going to detail that in the next segment. But first off, McClatchy, D.C. reports analysis. Tens of millions could be forced out of health insurance they had. No. They've already forced 2 million 3 weeks ago, then 5 million. Now it's about 8 million. It's going to be more like 25 mil. But that's just kicking you directly off of it. They're also, on average, have now doubled it. Humana, it's going up 500%+ in Texas. That's all been announced. The insurance companies wrote this to literally screw you over. If you're not an illegal alien, you're not going to get free care. The illegals will get free care to bring them in to drive down wages. It's an incentive. That's why they now tell, you know, half the country's basically going on part-time under Obamacare to lower wages further, and you're told now. DHS, through Health and Human Services, 2 weeks ago, said in the news, it's okay, tell your employees, go on supplementary assistance. It's Cloward and Piven, sociology plan to totally domesticate us. You will not be able, under the system, most people on average, to not be on welfare. So we went from 25 million on food stamps to 50 million in 6 years. It's going to be 100 mil. It's already 101 mil on some form of welfare. It's going to be 200 mil. Just like France, just like Russia, this is how they do it. It's a plan. So I thought I would actually go over here for you today what Obama actually has done in his deception. This finally, the public finally picked up on this and noticed it. You remember Obama saying at least now 50 plus times that you can keep your insurance back when they were trying to pass it in 2009.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan,
all right, that's enough.
You can keep.
It goes on and on forever. Then he came out last week and said, he said you could keep it before the law passed. A total fraud. So then he lied, but then that blew up in his face, and then he came back and said, I'm sorry. But let's go ahead and go to him lying last week and saying, I didn't really say that. Here it is.
Or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
Let's play that clip for folks one more time so they can hear the absolute craven deception.
If you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law's passed.
And that is not what he said. He said, under this bill, you can keep it, period. So there he is lying. Now, when we come back, he gets caught in the lie and apologizes, but there's a new video dug up off C-SPAN where he admits 4 years ago he lied that he was going to lie to everybody.
Live.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so we're analyzing here how Obama deceives people. So first he says hundreds of times, 50-plus videos we found, keeps growing, but we know it's hundreds of times in different speeches that you'll keep your plan, period. So like you said, I'm not going to hire a single lobbyist and hired record numbers. I'm not going to increase the debt. I'm going to cut it in half, doubled it. I'm not coming after your guns, came after them. Just everything he says, it's the opposite. Going to stop spying on you illegally, increases it. Going to fight Al-Qaeda, openly funds Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. Whatever he says, it's the opposite. Unless it's abortion, he will try to fund basically forced abortions in Africa and places. So he will do that. Now I played him saying, you can keep it. Then I played him saying, no, I meant until the bill passes. No, he's like, under this bill, you can keep it, period. Then he said, okay, I never said that. Then that didn't work. So a few days ago, on Thursday, he apologized and said, I'm sorry.
I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. We've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them and that we're going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this.
You put them in this position with a bunch of foreign banks that wrote this to shut down their competition, make everybody buy insurance, kick people off their existing insurance, and double, triple, and quadruple premiums. And by the way, I had said it's 8 to 10 million currently kicked off just actually reading the fine print. Obama is saying tens of millions now. McClatchy is reporting 52 million are going to be kicked off. And that they're real journalism, by the way. If you want to know real journalism in America that's more establishment, the only dinosaur media that I see that actually ever reports anything real, maybe Wall Street Journal, every once in a while the LA Times, but Wired Magazine, McClatchy over and over again. I mean, McClatchy's the folks that went, Warren Buffett's lobbying for tax increases on the middle class to pay him banker bailout money while he's exempt. I mean, they do a pretty darn good job, and they've done the analysis. It's 52 million. DrudgeReport.com has it right there. We need to get this up on Infowars.com. But folks should go read that. It's the middle column right now. Now, here's the new video we dug up. It's up on Infowars.com. And this is Obama in 2010, when they're trying to finagle writers on the bills. The bill's 3,000 pages, but 10,000 plus pages of addendums were added on. And he's in there talking to different senators. And this is Obama and Cantor at Healthcare Commission with the House, the Senate, and the executive meeting. And so Obama can't sit here. He knows nobody watches C-SPAN, really. So he's out lying to his constituents saying, look, period, it's a lie, you'll never lose it. That's made up right-wing extremism. But to Cantor and others, he explains to them, well, no, it'll only be 8 or 9 million under this that lose their insurance. So this is conscious lying. And by the way, Obama's a puppet, but he's actually in there running a lot of stuff as well. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's a smart guy. He helped write the NDAA to disappear Americans with the attorney general and secretly arrest us. And they tell the military they can just kill Americans secretly whenever they want now. Total treason, Hitler-level stuff. He wrote it and then said he was going to vote against it and then signed it. And then it came out. He engineered the whole thing and was telling the Senate, don't tell them I wrote it. I mean, he was in there in phone calls, in meetings. I want to secretly arrest people. I mean, totally creepy. And it's the same thing. Here he is in a real meeting with the Senate going, yeah, we're going to kick people off their insurance, while he's out on Meet the Press saying the opposite. That is sneakiness. And but it's not even sneakiness because they do it right out in front of everybody. It's arrogance, folks. And it's knowing the dinosaur media, the state-run media. AP calls me. New York Times calls me. New York Magazine's been, they're all calling me every day. I call them back and go, write whatever you want, state-run media. You're a dead dinosaur politically. Go ahead. Make up whatever you want. And they're like, but you don't want to. No, make up whatever you want. And then I hang the phone up. I love it. I love it. You people are already a joke. Now, let's go ahead. The only people that are smart are the ones that are going to stay around. Remember that and tell the truth. The public wants the truth, folks. They're done with liars. Oh, if you question known liars, you're a conspiracy theorist. Oh, I'm laughing at you. Oh, really? It's all coming true, just like we said. I have credibility. You don't. People that tell the truth have credibility. We have credibility. You don't have credibility. So your thing about where you have the credibility, it's all over. So let's go ahead and now go to Obama 3 years ago in a meeting admitting it would kick people off. Here it is.
And because I don't think that you can answer the question in the positive to say that people will be able to maintain their coverage, people will be able to see the doctors they want in the kind of bill that you're proposing.
Well, let me, since you asked me a question, let me respond. The 8 to 9 million people that you refer to that might have to change their coverage, keep in mind out of the 300 million Americans that we're talking about, would be folks who the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, estimates would find the deal in the exchange better.
Total fraud.
Would be a better deal.
Total fraud.
So they would change coverage because they've got more choice and competition. So let's just be clear about that, point number one.
That's enough. So there they are, literally just selling the greatest bull you could ever imagine in their face. Now let's shift gears to a story from Infowars.com and StoryLeak.com is where it originally appeared. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. It's the easiest place to find it on the right-hand middle area right there. This is a local TV station, and we'll give you the call letters here in a moment once we play it. And here they are talking about the IntelliStreet system that, can listen to it if they decide to turn the microphone on. But the issue is they have voice recognition, and Homeland Security is paying for this, and this is to listen to you. I was told this by Time Warner executives and AT&T executives 15 years ago and broke that your cable boxes and cell phones and everything are watching you, listening to you. Okay, just like your new computers are watching you. The NSA, they've already committed a billion crimes. Why not commit a billion more? Let's go to part of this newscast.
This technology, you know, is taking us to a place where you essentially will be monitored from the moment you leave your home to the moment you get home.
Daphne Lee is a privacy advocate who worries our freedoms are quickly disappearing. Illuminating Concepts, the company who designed IntelliStreets, is based in Philadelphia.
The IntelliStreets processors store and analyze data, soundtracks, announcements, commercials, and even video files.
According to their own marketing video, the lights they manufacture are adaptable, capable of adding cameras for surveillance and security, and even recording devices. Yes, the same streetlights now being tested in Las Vegas could someday be set up to record conversations from everyday
passers. Let's stop right there. I'm going to have to get to this when Joel Skousen leaves us in about 45 minutes from now because it's so important. I've got to get into it. But I wanted to give you the rest of the story. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not testing this, okay? We broke this 2 years ago, and that's in the article, the two articles from 2 years ago that Paul Watson wrote about it. But here's the Washington Post with a headline. ShotSpotter detection system documented 39,000 shooting incidents in the district last year. Folks, they call them gunshot detectors. They're really audio systems, and they are listening to you. And that even comes out in the literature. So let's get that straight. The reason this is important is they're now admitting they're listening to you. Okay? And they know who you are, and it all goes into the threat fusion centers. It is beyond 1984.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love isn't lead to the freeway. Its fashion will ride as the cities fly by. The taillights dissolve in the coming good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday. There's a lot of nice gladiatorial diversions out there, like NFL football and things to do. But, you know, what's made America great and one of the freest countries in history is that our forebears were deeply concerned with their liberties and with freedom and with family rights and property rights and religious rights. And we are now losing those very, very rapidly and becoming a standard of tyranny worldwide. And some folks that have been fighting for 60-plus years against tyranny is the Skousen family. A lot of them are very prolific. And really exposing the heart of what's going on. Of course, Cleon Skousen wrote the best-selling Naked Communist back in the 50s. And I remember there were several copies at my father's home, farmhouse, ranch. The whole house was full of books, but there were several copies of that. I remember reading it when I was about 12. And I already read so many history books, it made perfect sense that there are powerful elites that aren't free market. They use communism and socialism and Cloward and Piven, what came out in the 60s, a program to domesticate the population so you have control of them. So since then, of course, Joel Skousen's written many best-selling books and runs World Affairs Brief. He's his nephew. And the reason I introduced that is they've been fighting this tyranny for a long time. He was a Marine Corps fighter pilot before that. And, of course, he joins us now. Until about 25 after next hour, then I'll get back into that surveillance news. And then we have a guest joining us in studio with fighting the smart meters that are nothing but Big Brother fraud meters. They also overcharge folks on record. So we're going to have a guest in here who's successfully helping battle that in Austin, Texas, a model for others. But he's the editor at worldaffairsbrief.com. And the reason I wanted to get him on is we made a film about a year ago that's on DVD called Strategic Relocation, based on his best-selling book. He's also probably the top secure home advisor in the country and the bestseller, The Secure Home. We sell all those two books and the film at InfoWarsStore.com, but I'm not here to plug that today. I wanted to get him on. He's on the road. We appreciate him joining us on short notice, because just watching the news the last week, I'd already thought this, but Rob Jacobson ran in here Friday and goes, look at the CFR. They're saying we're going to have war with China, and that's the new enemy, and the pivot out east, and the submarines off our coast, and the missile test, and all the news. And Jacobson crammed a big stack of media in my hands. I'm going to show viewers, radio listeners, I'll read it out for you. China unveils its secretive nuclear submarine fleet for the first time in four decades. That's a report out of the Miami News. Here's another one out of Como News out of Seattle. Chinese media show Seattle as potential nuclear target. That came out last week. RAND suggests using land-based ACMs against China. Here's another one. Is China prepared to force a showdown with Japan? And they're also having a drill, though, of China landing during a civil or emergency disasters or other disasters, natural disaster in Hawaii. So we got that report up on InfoWars.com. Here's the Washington Free Beacon. China deploys a new bomber with long-range land attack missile. U.S. is the target. And then we've got all these Council on Foreign Relations put out books. I'm not going to have time to get into that because I want to get to our guest, where they basically say prepare for that. And this is while selling us out to China to a great extent. Now, Joel Skousen joins us. And Joel, I want to give you the floor in the rest of this segment to try to geopolitically, because you really have been the first and main person for a decade or longer saying this will be what developed, and explain the three power blocks to people. In the next 5-6 minutes before we go to break, act like we've got new listeners, which we do every 5 seconds, who don't understand this, and explain to them the three power blocks and what we're facing. And it really scares me that everything you say continues to come out just exactly as you've said it. So tell us what's currently happening, and then stare into that political crystal ball and tell us what's coming.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's good to be with you again. As I've written in several of my publications and talked about in the World Affairs Brief, there are three major predator or power centers in the world, and they are the Anglo-American globalists, which we have to deal with directly. There are the Russians and the Chinese. And each of these are separate predator centers, each one setting themselves up someday to control their own version of the New World Order. And the Russians and Chinese are in temporary alliance, planning on taking down the West. They have been preparing for decades for this. And the West has been keeping ahead of them in terms of weapons technology, and in fact, giving technology, second-level technology, to the Russians and Chinese in order to help get them to the point where they are confident enough to take on the West. And you might ask, why would the West, for your new readers, why would the West want to be suicidal enough to want the Russians and Chinese to attack us? Well, as Cleon explained in The Naked Communist, they've used the West or the communists, and they brought communism to power. They brought the Russians to power. They gave them the first nuclear bomb materials to be able to set off the first nuclear bomb a year after Hiroshima. They brought the Chinese to power through cutting off arms to Chiang Kai-shek, all for the preliminary purpose of breaking down other governments so they didn't get blamed for it, let the communists break them down. The globalists come in and have an excuse then to remove communists and replace them with globalists. But ultimately, they're going to allow the Russians and Chinese to do a preemptive nuclear strike on America. That's why the United States issued PDD 60, Presidential Decision Directive 60, in 1997 under President Bill Clinton, basically telling our nuclear forces don't depend on launch on warning. In other words, be prepared to launch a retaliatory strike after you've absorbed a first strike from an enemy. And of course, General Butch Neal at the time, Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, said, retaliate with what? Once you've absorbed a nuclear first strike, you haven't got much left to retaliate with. But my overall general theory, which I'm presenting now before I go into what's really happening with what you said, is that the globalists want this strike so they can come out of their bunkers, claim innocence that the Russians and Chinese have deceived us or deceived them, that they didn't know about this strike coming, and that because our military has been decapitated in that strike, that they'll now be able to goad us into accepting a militarized New World Order to prosecute World War III.
Okay, Joel, again, you joined us on short notice. You're working on a business trip via Skype on an internal mic on your computer. It's pretty audible, but this is so important. I want to get you on a landline or a cell phone during this break. We're going to break. We're going to get you back on to recap that and then talk about where you see this going in the future. So we're going to call him back right now via cell. Thank you, Joel. Joel Scalzo. Right. We're going to keep you on Skype for visuals for the viewers out there as well. But again, we have him on via short notice. Very, very important information. And I hope you're all listening and understanding that their private interest, that and the Communist Party in the case of China, private interest, corporate interest in the case of Russia, but really private mega banking interest and control of the U.S., predator states who are preparing a underground government, a hardened government, a COG, continuity of government, shadow government, and then using the nuclear attack they're pushing for as a way to wipe out our old republic fully. They'll also use a civil war between patriots and the police and military. They want us to fight each other. That's also one of their plans. We need to not let that happen. So that they can then have the republic rise again as a fascist system. And I'm going to have Joel walk through all of that, but it's really heating up and accelerating towards this. He thinks it's 5-10 years out. My only issue is this: if this keeps pushing, it could happen earlier. Or if this is known, just like they tricked the Japanese to attack, that's on record and declassified, will they trick the Chinese to attack this time? But everything you see in the elites is digging in and getting underground. So Joel Scalzo will be with us about 25 minutes into the next hour. We've got one big segment coming up after this in the first hour. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the free podcast and audio and video feeds at Infowars.com/show, or just click the listen page tab to find all those links and info, and then send them on to friends and family. Folks need to know about what's really happening.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to cover the waterfront with Joel Scalzo into the next hour. I want to get into Obamacare, how things are going for the globalists, but getting back, sir, just briefly recapping for folks that just joined us, the three power blocks, what's happening with China, and then the time frame of this, and then make sense of all the DHS gearing up, the preparation for the war with patriots. Obviously, they're trying to start some type of conflict between the groups. Is that another one of their plans, or is that to preposition the idea that after the collapse, the enemy will be mopping up the liberty movement? I mean, I just see preparation for war with real Americans, and then preparation for war with the Chinese, doing everything they can to let them encircle us, but also mess with them into attacking us.
Yeah, it's a complex scenario, Alex. There's several different levels to analyze it. If I could just briefly recap here. First of all, since 1900, the Western globalists have been attempting to build the two major enemies that will attack us someday, and that is Russia and China. They brought them to power. They created them. That doesn't mean that they control them, however. They've actually created independent enemies, and there's no shortage of them around the world. And, you know, Satan is involved in inspiring evil men to rise up. A lot of people say, why can't we have peace in the world? The reason we don't have peace is because there is systematic evil in the world that will always continue to rise up. But we are having to deal with systematic evil within our own government, what I call the dark side of government. It has built Russia and China to basically tear down the fabric of the West and other liberty countries around the world, letting the globalists come in with an alternative solution to save them from communism, but ultimately not destroying communism, reserving for them the last final attack upon America, which I think is coming in probably 8 years at the earliest, maybe 10 years, but clearly into the next decade, because Russia and China aren't ready to attack the West. The entire political theater about China wouldn't dare attack us because we're their lifeblood of commerce isn't true at all. China, in fact, intends to take over the West, run its own new world order, impose its dictates upon us, and actually own the markets, not be hostage to the Western markets, but own the markets. In order to do that, they have to take out U.S. military power. But one of the interesting things they intend to do is not attack civilian cities. And this runs counter to what has been revealed or allowed to be leaked by the official China news agency about the attack plans on America, showing attacking major cities in the East and seeing that fallout rise into the West, into the East. But really, that's for blackmail purposes, Alex. In other words, the threat of attacking city has been used for blackmail to scare them into compliance or to... There's a variety of purposes prior to war, but I happen to know that the Chinese and Russian military plans do not call for attacking civilian population centers, but only military centers. And then saying to the West, now, if you want the rest of it, you know, then I suggest that you need to succumb to our level of control. In other words, they want to blackmail the West into submission. Well, the West knows about these plans. They know that there'll be a military decapitating strike on America someday. But they intend to deceive the Russians and Chinese, thinking we can blackmail us into submission by not submitting to that blackmail. They'll, in fact, pull out an entire group of secret weapons that they've been building and prosecute the war, but they won't do it in the name of the United States. They'll do it in the name of this new militarized globalist government that they'll talk us into the necessity of in terms of prosecuting this war. So it's important to be able to understand what's going on. Another thing that I want to point out is that the United States is focusing on China as the threat. It's very interesting that they completely negate the Russian threat, which is even greater than the Chinese threat in terms of the missile throw capability. What I think China and Russia are cooking up in this next war is that Russia's going to take the lead in the nuclear attack on America. They've got the most sophisticated weapons. They've got maneuvering warheads now. At least they claim that they do. They're building.
And China's going to be supply.
Pardon me?
Will China be supply?
Well, not just supply, but China is going to take up the entire Far East. They're going to capture in a grudge match everything from Japan down through Australia. And they're going to supposedly be the back door. But essentially, they're going to husband their missiles or keep their missiles in reserve because they basically want to take Russia down in a betrayal in World War III. And so Russia's going to use up most of their weapons in the first strike on America, depending on China to back them up if more are necessary. But I think China is going to betray Russia in this war, join forces with the West to attack Russia's rear. Russia will be eliminated as one of the three predator powers. And then it's going to be the globalists in the West against China as the new Cold War enemy. Now, that's a very important strategy that even the globalists want, because if China's a new hegemonic threat and highly militarized after World War III, the globalists have the excuse now to keep the world military in power and not let sovereignty go back to individual nations as they did during World War II. And that's where I think we're going to lose our freedom. You talked about what all this preparation is towards martial law and through ammunition and all of the total surveillance system. I think, frankly, that it doesn't come into being or into practice, even though they're preparing for it, they're militarizing the police, they're practically giving away armored vehicles around the nation and making sure that you hire people both in the military and in civilian police that will be able to take on America, don't have any compunction against taking on American citizens. But that militarization, I think, will only go into full force once this war comes, when they'll have the excuse to implement martial law. Nobody will raise a finger of opposition because we're in a war scenario. I think what we'll see as part of the New World Order is an oath of allegiance to the New World Order. And our government will come out and say there are people in the United States who follow Joel Skousen and Alex Jones and other people like that who believe that we knew about this war, that we didn't protect America, that we caused 9/11. Those people aren't supporting our troops. They're undermining our war effort. We need to lock them up and to ferret them out. We're going to have an oath of allegiance. No one will have any citizenship in this nation and in this world government unless they take the oath of allegiance. And they'll ask Americans to point the finger at those that believe in conspiracy. And I think that's when the camps will be implemented. I think that's when martial law, and that's when gun confiscation will go forth.
Let me ask you a quick question. Joel Skousen is our guest. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. His site's worldaffairsbrief.com. Our site's infowars.com. Joel, let me ask you this point. Everything I see is racing towards demonization of the founders, gun owners, everything, the persecution of the press, it's intensifying. But what adds a lot of validity, and I'm trying to pull the articles up right now, I forgot to do it before the show, it was in the mid-60s and again in the 70s, because I know the British declassified it last year, but I had seen this on PBS when I was like a kid, it had come out, that twice the Russians came to the U.S. and said, let's make a pact, let's nuke China together, and that the U.S., each time said, no, we're not going to nuke China with you. And that was part of the next deal when Nixon went to Russia. I know you were a Marine Corps officer and also have a lot of inside connections, but you've also researched the history. Is there truth to those supposed British declassifications?
No, I don't think so, Alex. There was never any pact between the Russians and the Chinese. I mean, the Russians and the Americans to go after the Chinese. The Chinese wouldn't even have countenanced that, because they were busy trying to give everything they could to China. That's what happened during the Vietnam War. The true secret pact at Paris was to, in fact, replace China at the UN Security Council from Taiwan.
So why did the British put out stuff like that?
Well, as I say, we have to be careful. There's an awful lot of disinformation that floats around. I just have never found any confirmation that deal was made, frankly. I would like to see the material when you come out with it.
I'm just going from memory reading about it. I think it was a London Telegraph last time I saw it. It's just a side issue. I remember reading about it previously. Joel Skousen's our guest. Second hour is coming up. Joel, I know you've got some more to say on this topic. I don't want to shift gears into the current politics, because I really see a big awakening happening, and I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that we've just got to give in to total tyranny. I know you don't think that as well. So I want to get your idea on politically. If this was a football game, where the scoreboard is right now, liberty versus tyranny. Joel Skousen's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. And again, our sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones and find all the Facebook and stuff on our main website, Infowars.com. Second hour coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I was just searching, and I found the Los Angeles Times, but this is the opposite of what the London Telegraph said, if my memory serves right. And I kind of get diverted off into factoids sometimes. It says, U.S. considered 64 bombing to keep China nuclear free. approached the Soviet Union to get a deal, and the Soviets weren't interested. And that was from McGeorge Bundy. So that's in memos declassified. That's in 1998. The Brits, and I'm going from memory off this last year, they said the opposite. And I know I read that. But yeah, it just sounds like pure bull because, as the John Birch Society and others exposed back in the 60s, it wasn't just the Russians arming Chinese and they were arming the North Vietnam. Joel, there's a lot of evidence that a lot of U.S. companies, Arm & Hammer and others, they were busy also helping the Russians so they could help China and then help Vietnam, correct?
Absolutely, Alex. They were in there. And of course, recently, in the past decade, they've used Israel as the main conduit to arm China. Most of our technology that goes to Israel is being allowed to be sold by Israel to China, both as a backdoor way to get more wealth into China and to transfer technology to China so that the U.S. Can't be blamed for it. But we're behind it, and it's happening.
And we've given them Boeing, so now they're coming out with stuff that looks better than our B-52. We've got planes from the 50s, and they've got brand-new stuff. I mean, this really is scary.
Well, it is. China is actually probably going to outproduce Russia in terms of conventional arms in preparation for World War III. That's what makes me believe that Russia is going to be the primary missile attack force. They've still got a lot of 80s and 90s technology conventional weapons, but a lot of their conventional weapons are in disrepair, don't have enough submarines or blue water navy. Even compared to China now, which was outproducing anyone in the world in terms of naval power. Within 10 years, it's going to be a formidable naval power. And a lot of people ask me, well, if they're going to use nuclear weapons to take out our carrier task groups, why are they building aircraft carriers? And my answer is they intend to take out our task force, and our U.S., unfortunately, is going to allow those task force to be decapitated. And that's when China will bring out their aircraft carriers into kind of a nuclear-free zone where they'll be free to maneuver then in the aftermath of the nuclear first strike.
And again, this is what I wanted to ask you about. When we come back, this is a short segment. The purge that's going on is definitely going on. The litmus test, lower levels, will you take guns? But higher level, it's will you, you know, put women in frontline combat and have, you know, just all this stuff to wreck the military. I mean, it's just there's no other thing that I can say coming out of all this that they do want to wreck the military, make us look weak, and then elicit this attack, as you've said.
Well, they certainly have put a lot of yes men at the top. I mean, the whole story about the Chinese being invited in to take part in this exercise in Hawaii is just treasonous. It is a military exercise. They're being allowed on our military destroyers, in our submarines. And even though these are general officers doing the tours, they've got eyes wide open trying to figure out everything they can from what we're doing in our military. And they learn a lot from military communications and protocols during these drills. So even though there are elements within the military who are very patriotic and who, in fact, do see China and Russia as the threat and are trying their best to prepare against that, the yes men at the very top are globalists. They get that kind of indoctrination at the Naval and Army War Colleges through globalists from RAND Corporation and Georgetown University that are professors at these things. And they come out, and their whole purpose after they put out their yearly report about Chinese military threat is to say, now the answer to this, of course, to have more military exercise with China, to show them that we're a friend, that we bend over backwards, just to continue to seek to disarm.
Give them more ports, more everything. We've got to go to break, Joel. We've got to go to break. We're going to come right back in 1 minute and continue where you left off and talk about some of these secret weapons that they've got as well. But Joel Skousen is our guest. WorldAffairsBrief.com is his excellent website. Ours is InfoWars.com.
When you grab a mess with your friends,
Los Angeles, Clone Radio, we play this. songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone
else.
Well,
we don't. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I see people all over the place online. They even have like big factoid sites that say, what does the answer to 1984 is 1776? What does that mean? It's so elementary. 1984 is the big brother, globalist, socialist, Fabian tyranny, a boot stomping on the human face forever. 1776 is the answer to that. A waking of liberty, a standing for righteousness, a standing for justice, a standing for good against evil. That's what the answer to 1984 is 1776 means. It's very elementary. And Joel Skousen is our guest. He is the editor and heads up worldaffairsbrief.com. We made a presentation film that's available on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. called Strategic Relocation, and it gets into the entire world, the safest countries, subregions, unlike any other research out there. Other top researchers and survivalists like James Wesley Rawls and others have said this really is a powerful film and powerful book of his that's based on that we also sell. This is essential reading, essential viewing, both of them available, well, exclusively with the film. I produced it at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I clearly what Joel Skousen says is right. All the evidence is overwhelming when you immerse yourself in it. This is their main plan. Doesn't mean they don't have sub plans and alternate plans, but they're doing everything they can. Here's the Panama Canal. Here's all our missile secrets. Here's our bomber secrets. Here, come have a drill, a disaster drill in our secret facilities in Hawaii. While the communist Chinese train to take down America and tell Hollywood they can't have any movies critical of communist China or their leaders. I mean, they literally have their fingers in everything, manipulating internally our politics, and the globalists are just on the surface selling out. So, Joel, I knew a lot of people that worked in the Star Wars program, like physicist Dr. Bob Bowman and former fighter bomber pilot like yourself. Himself in Vietnam, and he said, look, I can only tell you what they've accidentally leaked here and there. He goes, when I was in the secret space-based weapons program, they had these projectiles, meteor guns that fire DU sabos that can kill people, you know, a mile under the ground, a decapitation weapon, drones, robotic systems. I mean, he said it was massive in the late 70s, early 80s before he left. And obviously, there's been a lot of stuff going on. It's huge. As you've documented, our government spent more on underground bases and COG than all the other governments combined. So when you talk about how they want to elicit this attack to then have NATO, the U.S., and Britain really bring in this total hyper-fascist, whatever you want to call it, New World Order takeover by tricking Russia and China into this strike, I mean, you're talking about it, I'm talking about it. How will they get away with it? And from your sources, and, of course, a lot of this is leaked now, the black mana, all this stuff, different space planes they've got. What are the secret weapons that they intend to, after we take the first strike, roll out against them?
Well, the primary secret weapons is, as you alluded to, is Star Wars space-based anti-missile systems are already deployed and operational. Now, they will not use these to defend America, which they could do so, but they won't. I think PDD-60 is very, very clear that they're going to take in a first strike from the Russians and Chinese to decapitate our military. That's why I don't recommend, even as a patriotic former military officer, that anybody be in the military in the future. If not defending America, you're working unknowingly, you know, under a globalist agenda. That's what all of the foreign wars are, to produce the image of the bully of the world, which we're quickly gaining, the ugly American again, which will help justify Russian Chinese attacking. But the important thing to remember is that we will not defend America. Now, you know, when I talk to people in the Air Force and the Missiles Command, Strategic Command, they say, yeah, we still practice for launch on warning that we'll defend against a nuclear first strike. Let me explain to your audience, the new people, what launch on warning is all about. We have fixed missile systems here on Earth. You don't discount, you know, what I'm talking to you about, the space-based weapons. We have fixed missile systems. We have no mobile missiles. The Russians and the Chinese have every one of those missile silos targeted. They have big, strong concrete doors, but they cannot take a direct hit from a nuclear weapon. They'll be taken out. So launch on warning means that when we detect that their missile's launching, we get our missiles out of our silos already, and so that when their incoming missiles, which can't change course, hit those silos, they're already empty. Now, if you wait until you absorb a nuclear first strike, those missiles are all gone. But in launch on warning, the one who launches second actually does the most damage because they're retargeted as they're going up into the air, and they hit launch sites that have not been used yet, and they go after Russian and Chinese sites and targets that are still active, whereas their missiles, the first strike missiles, come into empty targets. Now, that's talking about missile silos. The missiles that they send to our military bases will have devastating impact. But I believe what's going to happen is that our military missile forces will not get the launch codes from the White House. You know, it takes a special codes from the White House to be able to activate the codes that are had at Cheyenne Mountain and other places and the missile bases. And I just don't think they're going to get them. They're going to say, hey, come on, the missiles are coming in. Where are the codes? Technical communications can't get them to you. We're working on it, and we'll absorb a nuclear first strike. And it's going to be treasonous. It's going to be evil. But our government is going to come out of their bunkers, deep underground bunkers. You know they're not building those bunkers because of terrorist attacks. They're building those bunkers because they know a nuclear first strike is coming to America, and they intend to survive it. That's part of my motivation.
So that's what the Homeland Security cover is not even with the fight with the Patriots. That's just the political cover. It's if you look at the intel, it's openly a hardening to shelter in place during the nuclear war and then reemerge with the high-tech weapon systems, which is the RAND Corporation plan.
That's right. And I think from that point on, when they come out of their bunkers and they decide to fight this war, and everybody says, with what? In the first place, those space-based weapons are going to keep any other missiles from coming in. So we will be able to start rebuilding and reorganizing military forces. I think the Russians and Chinese, after the first strike, are going to try to blackmail the West into submission. Our leaders will come out of their bunkers and say, don't give in to this. Let's fight. And that's when they'll start to bring out these highly weaponized systems that they could have used to defend us.
And it's a perfect plan, because after we've seen 50 million people killed, most of the military wiped out, the carriers destroyed, it won't matter. People will be howling for murder, and it will be then World War III really gets going then. Because now it's going to be on. And anybody that criticizes that will be hung immediately. I mean, it'll be a death sentence to try to say, we've just been nuked. Hey, this is all a setup. Don't do it. You know, we predicted it. No, it'll be, you've got to get behind the New World Order now. You've got to swear allegiance to Europe and Britain, who are going to aid us with the UN. They're all going to stand with us now against the dirty commies.
And that's why politically, Alex, it's so important that they co-opt the American Republican Party and the ostensible conservatives. And that's what they're doing. They're setting up what we saw last week with the sabotage of the Cuccinelli campaign in Virginia and the promotion of Chris Christie. I mean, every major political entity was out there cheering for Chris Christie, saying, take your roadshow on the road, go for the presidency. Time magazine, CNN. All of the controls.
Oh, stay there, sir. I want you to come back and give us the current. Absolutely. Absolutely. Stay there. Right now, every channel, we've got all the news channels on. They're just worshiping him right now. The elephant in the room, as he's called. Absolutely. So they've got to knock out the Real Tea Party. That's their enemy, so they can carry out this plan, but we're exposing it. This could not be a more important broadcast. Joel Skousen's our guest. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell. Yeah, I'm waiting as I watch our entire Bill of Rights and Constitution dismantled. But Joel Skousen, the more I learned, is just so on target about his entire breakdown of this. And there's all this surface stuff going on and then even deeper tides and currents. But at the bottom of this, the globalists have always understood that they have to create giant wars to bring in their world government to carry out their eugenics policies and to reduce population. And by accepting the strike, they will kill American culture forever. The police state will be waiting in the wings. It will roll in. I just wonder, Joel Skousen, and I want to talk about how they want to destroy the libertarian movement, the patriot movement, the constitutional movement in the Republican Party. But you can see the preparations for this, and then it leaks from Biden. It leaks from the Republican leadership, Karl Rove, all of them, people like Senator McCain. The number one mission with Democrats and Republicans meeting in councils is destroy Rand Paul, destroy Ted Cruz, destroy the Liberty Movement, destroy the John Birch Society type folks that have been right for 60 years, and people like your uncle, Cleon Skousen, God bless him, who's been proven absolutely right. Destroy those of us that are real patriots who want to have a free country into the future and who literally, you know, we're carrying the torch for those that created this nation, 1776, that is anathema to this world government plan. We want a system of liberty worldwide. They want the devilish counterfeit of tyranny worldwide using the seeds of our republic to do it. And you see them pushing the anti-gun traitor, Chris Christie, pushing, but doing everything they can with fake scandals to decapitate the liberty movement. So talk about that and talk about where we are in this fight, because if they're so scared of the real Tea Party and demonizing myself with incredible, unprecedented demonization, demonizing you and others, it shows, as the old fighter bombers know, you're over the target when you're getting the flak.
Well, the worst thing that they fear is another Ron Paul surfacing. That's why they fear Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Cuccinelli, who lit a fire under people for real change. Nobody gives us real change from the establishment Republican wing. It's always the Obama A and B team. But they fear another Ron Paul. Ron Paul doubled the size of the Liberty Movement single-handedly because he was able to maneuver, by appealing to both, you know, principled liberals, independents, libertarians, conservatives, Christians. He was able to pull in all of them, and they're really afraid. Now, the Tea Party generally is relatively uneducated. It runs all over the map from semi-conservative to even mainstream conservatives who, you know, like some of the issues of the Tea Party, but they're afraid of the education that if someone like Ron Paul is capable of bringing, they're afraid of what Alex Jones has done in building a million, multi-million base of people who really understand conspiracy. Now, Ron Paul wouldn't touch conspiracy because he felt like it would destroy him politically. But what he did was prepare the way so that people would listen to you, people would listen to me who aren't afraid to talk about the conspiracy issues in a credible way. And so that's why they have to go out and destroy anybody who's on that dividing line between mainstream Republicans and is capable of pulling them over into the real understanding of conspiracy and the constitutionalism, which must save us. And Rand Paul is semi in that juncture that can bring people one way or the other. So is Ted Cruz, so is Mike Lee, and so was Cuccinelli. Now, what they wanted to do was do the Mitt Romney thing on it. You know, Mitt Romney wasn't one of us. And Mitt Romney, by the way, a week ago today, came out all but endorsed Chris Christie. So hungry is he to get back into the establishment. They won't let him run for president anymore, but he's hungry to get a cabinet position under someone like Chris Christie. And so he came out and supported it. But even someone like Mitt Romney wasn't an insider, but was bending over backwards to please them. They didn't want, because you can't have anybody in the presidency who isn't part of the corrupt system. They might see something. Even if Mitt Romney were in there, had they elected, he would not probably have gone along with a stand down or in Benghazi. They would have had to control him like they did Ronald Reagan with an assassination attempt. So they want puppets. And I'll tell you that Chris Christie is somebody who's locked into their system. He is a globalist pretending to be a conservative. But it looks like they're going to promote him for president in 2016, probably throw Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush as a vice president. But this is going to be very, very dangerous. They are breeding the conservatives to basically be knee-jerk, patriotic, pro-war, pro-military, support our troop conservatives. And that's why the neocon movement was so important to the establishment. That is, to take liberals and have them turn into conservatives, ostensibly, at least in terms of foreign policy, even though they still maintain that liberal views.
Sure, Trotskyites, that's beyond liberal, yeah.
Yes, they were Trotskyites, and they have paraded themselves as conservatives. I saw Ollie North on television, on Fox television, you know, talking about his great patriotism. I mean, Ollie North is on the dark side. Yeah, he's on the conservative dark side, but still the dark side. He is defending government warmongering, and always will. He was defending NSA spying. And nobody on the right side of this world defends this kind of Orwellian.
Sure, Joel, we're out of time. Let me ask you this, and anytime you want to come to Austin, we'd love to have you in studio. There's so much to talk about. In closing, though, I mean, we are starting to gain some ground. We do have a chance. People are really listening. Even people in the power structure are now looking at their children, realizing this New World Order is a very dark place to go, and it's time for everybody to realize what you're hearing is the truth. You better choose the right side, because going down this road is hellish. Final comments.
Well, final comment is you're right, Alex. Our side is gaining strength. Their side is also gaining strength. The two sides are polarizing and hardening. There's hardly any movement, even with all the death and destruction and gun control. There's no movement between the pro-gun side and the anti-gun side. And that means war is the only thing that they're going to be able to throw at us to change American society. They're not going to be able to do it the slow way, as they have been doing it through these propaganda techniques.
That's right. Hitler was evil. The Japanese imperial system was evil. But our government helped build up both groups, along with the British model, so that they could use World War II to bring in big government, finally get Americans to accept it. Look what they did to our culture after World War II. Well, imagine another big one like that. They'll be able to do anything they want.
And liberty will die in this next war, and they won't give it back as they did in World War II. So don't expect it to turn out the same.
All right, Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, that's powerful information. We're going to come back and get to the individual fight, saying no to smart meters that spy on you, jack up your prices, on record, control the temperature in your house. It's a big wireless unit, like a Google car, jacking in and grabbing everything. We have more of the incredible proprietary nascent iodine that is just heads above any of the competition. I've been taking it for 2.5 months. Unprecedented what it's done for me and my family. Protects the thyroid from radio, from all the increased radiation that's in the atmosphere. This is available at InfoWarsLife.com. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to our special guest. But InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, you can find all of the great thyroid, glandular, boosting things. This is in the halogen family. All the other halogens are terrible for your body, so they put that in the water in the food instead of the iodine that you need. And this is the pure iodine. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have more of it in stock now if you want to order.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to talk about solutions today. I first heard about smart meters in about 1998 when Enron was out promoting them, and it came out in their internal documents. They were going to tax you more. They were going to be able to control the thermostat in your house. And they were working with other industries worldwide to have chips and microphones and cameras in your dishwashers, your computers, to track everything you're doing, steal the data, and then sell the data. Well, now you know about Google cars driving around and admittedly stealing your passwords, jacking all your info, and they don't get in trouble. And they've got Google barges off the coast doing it. And then it turns out Google's involved with the NSA, and you've got Homeland Security giving tens of billions a year to put in gunshot detectors, which they've now come out in mainstream news and admitted, you know what, their microphones were listening to you with VoicePrint. So it's a total surveillance system, not to stop terrorism, but to track the American people. And just like it came out in the news today that the NSA was and the British intelligence agencies were spying on citizens in Europe, England, and other places that were trying to get their money back when big banks had stolen it to persecute the citizens. See, it's intel for the big corporations to basically screw everybody. So they put this on your house. It has health effects that have come out on record. It's dialing into everything, stealing data. I mean, that's what these do. And Enron came up with this. So Dr. Laura Presley has been a great activist. She's a chemistry graduate, PhD, and she's been for many years, I've known her, fighting the toxic fluoridation in the water, which is now Harvard admits is deadly and giving you cancer. And she's helped head up with others. We're going to give folks the group, which is a great example for a group in your area, so that you can get an opt-out. And they say, you know, pay $10 a month more or whatever. The point is the smart meters in every city it's come out, your bill goes up, folks. So they absolutely use these to play all sorts of shenanigans. Look at your power prices going up. And so she joins us now to talk about the success in Austin, what the smart meters do. And then this is a model. First city in Texas to have this opt-out. I mean, we've seen Chicago where people refuse to have them. The police come and arrest them. In upscale neighborhoods, no, you're not coming on my property. You need a warrant. Cops arrest you. I mean, we've shown those videos. We've had those mothers on here. It's mainly women fighting these. And people, they're doing studies now where people wake up when they activate. It's been found it's like it sends the wavelength through your brain and is waking you up because your brain like sees it like a bright light, basically. I mean, these things are so bad, folks. We turned the wireless off at my house 2 years ago. Much better sleep, everything. It is definitely the cell phones, brain cancer, you name it, the electronic fog. There's so many issues here. Health, surveillance. So, Dr. Presley, thank you so much for coming on with us. Good to see you again.
Well, Alex, thank you for talking about this really, really important subject. You know, these smart meters are digital computers that emit radio frequency and microwave radiation on our homes. And they communicate through our homes to these huge concentrators that are on the electric power lines. So not only are they emitting, you know, outside of our houses, the electric usage that we are using in our homes, but they're going through our homes to communicate to these wireless networks on these electric utility systems. So I want to break down just a little bit the radio frequency energies that these things use. Think about a radio station, let's say 99.7 FM. That's a common station here in Austin, Texas. And that's 99.7 megahertz, okay? These emit 900 to 2,500 megahertz. 10 to 20 times higher in radiation and energy than what these radio waves that we've been exposed to.
And by the way, any engineer will tell you, don't get near the transmitter. The military used to heat up their food by transmitters.
Absolutely.
In cold weather, they would put them by the transmitter.
Yes, and I want to just kind of, we have a meter that measures radiation levels, and I want to give you some baseline numbers and kind of give people a reference point of what how intense these things are. If you're in Wimberley, Texas, which is out in the hill country, the baseline radiation of these wavelengths is about 0.1 microwatts per meter squared, 0.1, all right? Austin, Texas, and large metropolitan areas are about a baseline of 4 microwatts. So that's 40 times higher than, you know, the hill country where you can still get a cell signal, okay? You can still get a cell signal out in Wimberley. And in Austin is 40 times higher. These smart meters put out 75,000 microwatts. Okay, that's how huge the power densities are of these meters. And they pulse. This is the other piece of this. It's not just a continuous emission. They pulse every 25 seconds. And why are we needing to have our information, our electric utility usage being emitted and sent?
Well, I mean, remember, 10 years ago was we're going to control your meter. Then we got mad. Okay, you know, we're going to control how hot your temperature is or how cold. I mean, this is all admitted. They're spying on you every 25 seconds, grabbing all the data. As the CIA director, remember when he said last year, we're going to use your washing machine to track everything you do.
Right. And, you know, what started me on this path, my husband and I were having a lot of issues because of our smart meter. In hindsight, it took us about a year to figure this out. So we would be in, we'd be laying there trying to go to sleep at night. And I would notice our legs would twitch, just kind of kick and twitch. And we were both engineers. And so we would count the seconds between the twitching. It was 25 seconds.
This is before you even knew
before
the smart meter.
Before we even knew about the smart meter.
Well, you've seen the studies with like the aphids and stuff.
Yeah, we do, yes.
Twitching when it fires.
You got it. Exactly. And we were doing that in our bedrooms. And we would kind of joke with each other, but it got so bad that my I could feel my face kind of vibrate every 25 seconds. So it kept getting worse and worse. And we looked around our home and said, what is periodically coming on? This is an electrical stimulation. There was no question about that. That's not a biological time frame. 25 seconds is not a biological time frame of any kind of process that I'm aware of. So we looked and we found a meter to measure these pulses. And we went out and measured our smart meter. Every 25 seconds, our meter was pulsing. We had Austin Energy come out, engineers come out to our house, and we said, let's turn the meter, the pulsing emissions off. And they did that, and the twitching stopped. Root cause analysis.
But they've now got films and studies out where it shows the bugs actually freak out when it's happening.
Yes, I've seen video of that. So we were twitching. And so, you know, when they turned the radio emitter off, the twitching stopped. That's when we went to Austin Energy and talked to the general manager, Larry Weiss of Austin Energy. Austin Energy is a municipally owned utility company, so the taxpayers own it. And so we went to them and said, you need to have an opt-out program. More people are having issues, not just us. We showed him the radio frequency power emissions. We showed him the twitching information. And yes, I have to give them credit. They decided to be the first in Texas to do an opt-out program.
And you know, because I've read about this other cities they've tried, the feds and multinationals come after folks. We need to really stand behind people that just did the bare minimum of decency.
Right.
Now, they say you got to pay $10 to have us have somebody come read it. That's fine. We'll do that a month. But it doesn't matter. Now you're not being fried. And as you said, we're already bathed in all the wireless and all the rest of it. In Austin, you go outside town, it's way lower.
It's way lower. And, you know, with all these wireless devices we have, our phones, our laptops, our, you know, routers in our home, routers are like, I'm just really proud of you to say, you know, and what a role model you are to turn your router off at night, turn all your wireless devices off at night. You know, we're complaining about the smart meters, but we have some power ourselves and we should turn all these devices off for our families, for our health. And that is one thing, you know, that we really recommend. Now, there are two different mechanisms that these smart meters are causing health problems. One is the radiation, okay? And we said it's high frequency, high energy, radio frequency, and microwave. But there's another mechanism, and it causes dirty electricity in the circuitry of your home because you have electrons flowing electricity in your home to get your power to all of your, you know, our different electrical devices. When that pulse happens, that sends a huge voltage spike in the electrical system of our house.
And that's why the
also causes issues.
That's why the windmills are so bad because that they use because they go up and down. That's why energy companies hate them. This is so bad for your equipment, your house, to have it just pulsing on and off in your house.
That's right.
So bad for all your electronics. Everybody knows you want clean power.
That's
you
right.
Want a good, clean, straight flow. Biologically, they know if it's good and clean, it isn't that big of a deal. Even for your body, it's the pulsing, it's the up and down, it's the stay there. Dr. Laura Presley is our guest. Give out the website before we go to break real fast for folks to find out more.
AustinSmartMeters.com.
AustinSmartMeters.com. We'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a cocktail of reasons that cancers are up on average over 3,000% here in the U.S. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. The industrialized world leads the planet, even as toxins supposedly go down in cancers, diseases, and problems. And electricity's only been harnessed. I mean, the ancient Greeks and others had primitive batteries, chemical batteries, but that have been dug up. But in the last 150 years is the real birth of modern electricity, where they fire high-speed electrons down these wiring and then put it into devices. But then you start actually broadcasting all this and microwave radiation and all of it. It only intensifies the health issues, then the surveillance issues, and then how it dials into all the devices and sends that data back. And now they're, the new smart meters will be your wireless internet. It is an outside group setting the precedent to invade your household. And the answer here is for consumers, just like with organic food and other issues, to demand demand that we have a choice and demand that these systems not blurp every 25 seconds and send back data, not run bad power through our house, not surveil us, not control the temperature of our thermostats. Now, Dr. Laura Presley's here, and she works with local Austin groups to fight against this successfully. And the scary news is you've gotten an opt-out for $10 a month, which is a lot more reasonable, still be a huge profit for the meter readers, and it'll keep them in a job. But you're saying the Texas Utility Commission's talking about $100 a month. That is literally raping and abusing people for the right to opt out of these surveillance devices.
That's right. The Public Utility Commission here in Texas has taken this issue up of opt-out, and they've been working on it for several years. And, you know, they're proposing to replace your meter. Austin's going to use $75 fee to replace the meter back to the old analog one that we had in 2009, okay? But there, the Public Utility Commission is looking at $200 to $400 to replace the old meter back, and then a huge fee, you know, per month, $50 to $100 a month to come read your meter. And it is outrageous. They don't want people to opt out. And
by the way, think about this. This is how these big corporations come and give massive amounts of money to have your city make you take this.
Exactly.
Just like when you buy a dishwasher that has smart stuff spying on you or a computer, you're paying in the cell phone for the mandated crud to spy on you.
Right.
It jacks up the prices of everything.
Right. And we never opted into this. If you recall, you know, this has gone on since 2009 here in Texas.
Well, go over your list. You've got a lot more for folks.
So the other thing, I want to talk a lot about the health effects that this causes. There's a new documentary out, and you carry it at the InfoWars store. It's Take Back Your Power. We are going to have a free screening of that here in Austin at Brave New Books at 1904 Guadalupe Street next Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. And what's interesting about that documentary, it has... they did a study of people who they did a live blood analysis. They did a dark field blood analysis of red blood cells. They pulled people's blood before they put them in front of a smart meter, and the red blood cells looked normal. Then they put the people in front of a smart meter for about 2 minutes, about 2 feet away. It was shocking, Alex, what the blood results showed. The red blood cells had ruptured. They were distorted, and they started stacking up upon each other. And so bottom line is it affects your blood. It affects
by the way,
hematology.
I've talked to engineers. They say these things are like 100 times more powerful than a cell phone. It just reminded me, all the studies about cell phones and these brain tumors on the side of the head you use it on, that's what it said. It breaks the DNA and breaks up the cells, vibrating them.
Absolutely.
In fact, guys, search engine on the NSA database, Google, search engine, cell phones break DNA. Cell phone, it'll be like BBC AP.
So think of this. Think of the iron in your blood as an antenna. All right. It's a metal. So that's why the red blood cells.
And there's iron.
That's right. That's why the red blood cells
Copper.
Are so susceptible. Okay. And so what's interesting is a signature of health issues is anemia. My husband and I both had anemia. Okay. After we figured out kind of what's going on with this smart meter. And women typically can get anemia because of how our cycles are, but men to have anemia is a really huge anomaly. And so this is what's happening. The red blood cells are being damaged, and you can't replenish them, and so you're low in iron.
Isn't this just like fluoride, though? They knew when they put it in. They knew the Soviets and the Nazis used it to control people and Pulitzer Prize-winning books. Nuremberg Trials documented it. They put that in our water. And now they're doing this to us. This is population reduction.
Well, back in the 70s, there were studies done by the military. Sam Milham, Dr. Sam Milham, who's the author of Dirty Electricity, he recorded back in the 1970s that the military understood that pulsed microwave energy, which is what these smart meters are putting out, does cause a lot of immune response issues, causes cancer, and that's documented in his book for the last 40 to 50 years. We've been aware of this. So I want people to understand that these smart meters, this is why you feel tired.
Oh, look, hold on. I think we found it. What publication is that? Scroll down. Daily Mail, mobile phone radiation damages DNA.
You got it.
In new major study, and there's literally hundreds of these. Radio waves from mobile phones do harm cells and damage DNA. European research has revealed the 4-year reflex study found genomes, the carrier of genes, were harmed by exposure to electromagnetic fields from such technology. And if you go through it, it breaks them in half and attacked red blood cells. Oh,
well,
let's put something hundreds of times more powerful and wonder what it's... Well, why not just flamethrow everyone?
Well,
then we'd notice and fight back.
Yes. Well, the microwave frequency that's being used in these smart meters is 2.5 gigahertz, which is the same frequency that your microwave oven uses to cook your food. It's just the smart meter's a little bit lower power.
Well, why don't we just put our babies in the microwave then so we reduce the population?
Well, you know.
I'm not saying literally do that. Folks will probably do it if Obama said to. I mean, this is crazy.
It's crazy. And so the myriad of health issues, you know, muscle contractions that my husband and I were having, involuntary muscle contractions, inflammation, headaches, insomnia, concentration problems, swelling, chest pains. Think about your blood's being damaged. Your oxygen transfer's not happening. You're tired. You're having a lot of problems with your energy level. Your thyroid's being affected. All of it. This stuff is dangerous. People need to opt out, turn this stuff off. And, you know, and if your electric company won't replace your smart meter, there are a lot of things you can do to order your own meter, analog meters. You can get online, $16 for a meter. And you know what? Go to your electric company with a doctor, some information from your doctor, and say, this is self-defense. I have to replace this thing. And, you know, the other thing I want to talk about too, Alex, is our gas meters are also smart meters. They pulse about the same rate at every 25 seconds or so. They put out a power density that's about half of the electric smart meters because they use a little battery. So that's something else is what we've worked with here in Austin on the gas meters to be opted out. And on the AustinSmartMeters.com, we've got a number there. You can call to opt out of your gas meter also. So just the big picture, anemia, tired, low energy, low oxygen transfer, that's well documented in this wonderful documentary, Take Back Your Power. I recommend everybody order that and get that, become educated, and also turn all your wireless devices off at home. You know, we complain about the smart meter, but let's take some responsibility on our own and turn your router off, turn your wireless printer off, turn your phone off, turn your cordless phone off. There's so many wireless devices that we're bathed in, just like you said. We have to take
sure. Well, as a chemist, you know that most poisons become addictive because the body then changes its whole metabolic system to it. There's another study, people just type this in, mainline studies that cell phones are addictive and heat the brain 1 degree. That's BBC. Heat the brain 1 degree are addictive. That's why folks, not just addicted to the screen, they can't talk to each other. We're all just being fried, but it's also very toxic like aspartame. We're becoming addicted to it. I mean, this is a science fiction movie. This is incredible. Everybody just do the test. Get rid of the smart meter, see what happens. Get the wireless out of your house, plug into the wall, run a wire over to where you're at, use Ethernet for a while, see how good you sleep, see what happens. I'm telling you, Dr. Laura Presley, give out the local Austin site again. People should get the film at InfoWarsStore.com so they understand what's happening. They should go to your site and use that battle plan that you and others helped develop to at least get us the opt-out for $10. And so we can then fight harder and then go back and show that these are actually less expensive and just go back and do studies to find out what it really costs to have them read by a human. Plus, it's the whole movement of phasing humans out anyways.
Yes, so it's AustinSmartMeters.com. There's a lot of information, health information, recommendations, solutions. The form to opt out in Austin is on the website. So you can go there, print the form out, fill it in, and send it in. Also, again, Take Back Your Power is, we're showing that documentary this Saturday, Austin, Brave New Books, 1904, Guadalupe.
Very excited. Now, stopping right there, folks have got to get the film, have showings in their area, take action. This isn't just Austin, Texas. You can do it. And this is a major victory against the globalist, and we're going to continue. We're on the march. The globalist, the eugenicist, the anti-human New World Order, they are in deep trouble. They are on the run. Doc, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday show. Until then, InfoWars.com.